This is Ricky, and I will be praying and continuing in the same vein over election integrity. Please continue to pray with us in the spirit. Today, before the call, I had taken, we were taking my dog for a walk, and I had a vision. It flashed before me just as we turned the corner, and it was of x-rays being taken of a quite a large room, and it exposed files. And so I'm going to pray into that tonight. So Father God, I just lift this up to you. I lift up this exposure that you showed me. Father, even as we were praying tonight, as the team was praying over this issue, I began to see vaults full of files, x-rays showing volumes and volumes and volumes of files. I prayed, Father God, for a complete exposure of these files. Expose them, O God, where they are. Bring them out into the open. Supernaturally, divinely lead men and women of integrity to these locations where the truth would be revealed. I believe these files have the hidden, most darkest secrets of corrupt politicians, corrupt judges, corrupt leaders contained within them. I believe that these vaults have documentation, step-by-step blueprints. I see a blueprint of how they would go about stealing this nation. Father God, bring it forth. Bring it forth, O God. Bring it forth, O God. Bring it forth. Bring this information forth, O God. And as I prayed last night, let there be grace, grace upon grace upon the people of this country to be able to receive, to hear, receive, and digest the information, the truth, Lord God. Give them the grace. But let it be something, Lord God, that would be so provoking that they would never allow this level of corruption to occur under their noses again. I believe we're going to see term limits put in place because of the exposure of this corruption. Term limits. That we will not see these career politicians any longer, but there would be term limits set in place because of what's going to be exposed. Pull it back, O God, and expose it. I thank you, Father God. Father God, I see records in there. Records involving victims of human trafficking. Expose it, O God. Expose it that these victims can be set free. Expose it. Expose it, O God. Lord God, this exposure, I firmly believe, oh God, that this exposure is going to do something in our country. The enemy is trying to provoke a war in our nation. But Father God, you want to bring forth your revival. You want to bring forth your glory that would sweep across this country. And oh God, through this exposure, it would cause a uniting of the people of this nation, that they would come together, oh God, and that they would form a new party, a party that would be a party of righteousness, a party of truth, a party of justice, that the people of this nation would rise up and that they would take a stand. They would take a stand and they would not allow this level of corruption to occur under their noses again. That these people that have been paid off, that these people that have been paying others off, those people that have been receiving the funds, Father God, they'll be fully exposed. Father God, I ask that you would short circuit their plans, Lord God, and that short circuiting would bring forth the exposure of the truth, Lord God, and that even tomorrow we'll begin to see, Lord, we'll begin to see the impact of our time and prayer for this nation. As the eyes and the ears of the people who will take a stand for righteousness, the rods of righteousness that you showed me, Lord God, they would take a stand for righteousness, and the eyes and the ears would be awakened, Lord God. They would be open, Lord God, and that as the people of this country hear this, Lord God, their eyes and their ears will be awakened. Father God, they've been lulled into a sleep, but in the name of Jesus, wake up! Wake up, young and old, wake up in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that this is going to have a ripple effect around the earth. What will take place in this nation will have a ripple effect around the earth. As people take a stand for righteousness and we see the product of it, the fruit of that righteousness, it will awaken people, men and women, who thought it was hopeless to take a stand. They will rise up and take a stand because they will see the fruit of what it means to take a stand. And that as the enemy has sought to bring division in our country, to create war between the people, war between the races, war between young and old, Father God, that what you're about to do in our nation, what you're about to expose in our nation, will bond the people together. A people who would stand for righteousness. A people, Lord God, that would see the need to bring forth healing in our land, healing with the people, that they would turn their televisions off, turn the mainstream media off, and that they will see through each and every one of them as these people are about to be exposed in a mighty way. It will be undeniable. They will not be able to lie their ways out of this one. They will not be able to deny it. Unmistakable evidence will come forth. Father God, I remember in July, and you showed me the media that their chairs, they were spinning. They jumped out of their seats so quickly. And the young journalists sat in their place. I believe these journalists, these TV anchor people, master liars, are about to be exposed in such a way they are going to flee out of fear of the American people. Father God, expose them. Expose their greasy palms. Expose them, Lord God. That when they try to flee their buildings, they will have to face the American people that they've deceived. Father God, I thank you the truth. It pricks the conscience. It pricks the heart. Father God, bring forth your truth in this hour across our nation. Blanket our nation with truth. Let it be so prevalent that we can smell the truth. And Father God, while it may prick the conscience, let that truth bring comfort to our hearts. So much so that we begin to crave the embrace of truth. Hiro chapapa shandara parapapa ka. Father, the prayers that we have prayed for more than two decades, prayers of repentance, prayers for revival, prayers that we would see reformation, the product of the spirit of reformation being released, that we would see the product of it. That reformation would flow through our schools, through our political system, through the legal system, the legislative system, the executive. Father God, reformation in our nation. Father God, these prayers for what once began as the 5 R's, then the 7 R's, now the 9 R's. Lord God, this call to prayer, the tears, the battles, the lives laid down before you. Father God, we lift every prayer, every tear up to you, and we remind you of these prayers, O God. We lift every one up to you, and we remind you of the things that you have shown us will be a product of this time that we've spent on our faces before you. And all I see is a nation of light, a nation that is healing, a nation that brings healing, a nation that releases healing in the earth, a nation that the spirit of holiness goes to and fro across the land, healing. Healing the nation. Healing the nation in such a profound way that we see it even in the vegetation that is across our land, that we see the beauty of it, O God. Let it come forth. Let young and old, saved and unsaved, see the beauty of it, O God. Let it be a tangible thing. And let us see it, O God. And let it bring healing in the people of this nation. As they have sought to divide us in the last 4 years, more than any time, in order to bring this president down, in order to bring the work he's doing to overturn abortion down, in order to bring the work he's doing to eradicate human trafficking to an end. They have tried to distract and divide us, but Father God, we say no to this effort, and we call forth, O God, the beauty of the healing. Father God, this year I have seen in my own town, I have seen rain return. I have seen it. Fog return. We haven't seen fog in years because we didn't have enough rain for it. I see, Lord God, the product of this taking place as you are healing our nation. So as we have come before you for the full exposure of this corruption, a full exposure, Lord God, of these people that are trying to divide and destroy our nation. I can't help but see the beauty of what you're doing. This is not a time to be fearful, but to rise up in the faith, realizing the promises of God taking place in our nation. I thank you, Father God. I thank you that you speak to us. I thank you that you show us. I thank you that you reveal to us. I thank you for this year of difficulty, these many years of difficulties. I thank you, Father God, because it is uprooting this corruption. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the victories we're going to see. I thank you, Father God, for the victories. I thank you, Father God, for the red wave that you brought in our nation. I thank you, Father God, that this president got more counties in this election than any president in history. I thank you, Father God, that that's the product. That's the product, Lord God, of the years of intercession. People see and want what you are bringing forth. in this hour, and we thank you, Father, for this. We thank you, Father, for this. We thank you. Continue to give your people grace to endure the exposure of the corruption, that we can see this eradicated from our soil. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We thank you. In your precious and holy name, amen. Go ahead, Mom.
Okay, so sorry. Father, we praise you for your goodness. We praise you for your kindness. We praise you for your righteousness. We're so thankful that you are a holy God. We're so thankful that you are love. We're so thankful that you are mercy, that you are compassion, that you are all knowledge, all wisdom, all understanding, all prudence, truth. You are truth. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you that we can look to you and be radiant because you are truth. We thank you that you are light. And because you are light, we can look down the tunnel of eternity and always find the path to the revelation of God. As your church, help us to see and understand what it means to walk in the revelation of God, that we might hunger and thirst after your righteousness, that we may hunger for purity, for the pure in heart see God. The more pure our hearts become, the greater the revelation of God is released in us. This is why you gave the world your church, that they might see what they cannot see. And your church, you've given the Spirit that we might see what we cannot see. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you that we can lock hands with you and walk in lockstep with you. When our hearts hunger for you, when we no longer hunger for the things of this world, for the ways of this world, but we hunger for your majesty, we hunger for your nobility, we hunger for your glorious ways. We hunger for the beauty of heaven, the beauty of Christ. We hunger to walk in that unapproachable light. We hunger for these things, Lord. We hunger to know you beyond anything we've ever known before. This is the day, this is the hour of revelation. Let us not fall behind, but run to catch up to the revelation you have already begun to pour out. You are so great. You are so glorious. You are so majestic. You are so noble. You are so wonderful, so awesome. You are eternal God. You are the beginning, the end, and everything in between. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The revelation of Christ, the revelation of the kingdom of glory. Oh, Lord, let us prepare our hearts to know you as we are known, to find such a hunger awakening inside of us that we must know you more than we must breathe, that our hearts ache to know you, that our spirits are burning with the fire of revelation to know you. This is eternal life, that we might know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. This is eternal life. Help us to turn away from everything that distracts to the knowledge of our Lord and Savior and walk in the power of it. Walk in the authority of it. Walk to see as you see, to feel as you feel, to know as you know. Oh Lord, that your church would rise in the knowledge of the revelation of Jesus Christ and the kingdom. That your church would so hunger to walk in the power and in the authority of who you are, that the world will look upon us and say, this is light, this is truth, this is holiness, this is glory. Oh, how we want what we don't know how to find. That the darkness be pushed back, that the light might come forth in all of its magnificence in this hour. The battle is great, but you are victor. The battle is great, but you are triumph. The battle is great, but you are the eternal God. And who can come against you? My Father, without you we can do nothing. But in you all things are possible. The knowledge of your plans, your purposes, the knowledge of what it means to walk in the light as you are in the light, the knowledge to know that we can pray the things that are upon your heart, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We can pray these things and know that you are a God who listens. And you will grant those things that pertain to this higher life in this hour. How you have called your church to you. Oh, my Lord. I can remember that day you took me up before your throne and you bathed me with this liquid light that was so extraordinary. I was beside myself. The things that I was seeing because of the entrance of this liquid light were so high and so holy. There are no words to describe what I saw. I went for days in that revelation. Your light. Make your church light. Help us to walk in the life of the Spirit of Christ. Father, as your church rises to meet this summit of interplay between heaven and earth. Let the peoples of the earth see what it feels like to live in the light. And those whose hearts have never been given over to the darkness, but have desired truth, will come to know the life of Christ and the truth that He is. They will understand the beauty, the wonder of your life. Touch the hearts of your own, Lord, that they will pray and know that you are a God who hears. And if you hear, you answer. Give them faith to believe for more than they've ever believed for before. Give the nation faith, trust, joy, love. Let this presence of Christ flow down over this nation to stabilize it, to bring balance, and to stabilize the nation during this time of transition. Father, we thank you for this president, his family, his administration, his friends, those who are helping him, the intercessors, those who are praying for him, the people that are working in government and working with him and for him, fighting for the vision that you have placed in his heart. We thank you for every one of them, and we thank you that they will bring forth truth in this hour, that they will see further and understand greater, having more faith to plow through the obstacles, to see what you see. We speak to the people who are tomorrow's leaders, and we command you, we call you to arise in the knowledge and in the grace of truth. Arise in faith that His will might be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, O Lord. We know that there is none like you, our eternal God. You are the very essence of life. You are the very essence of light. You are spirit, and you were looking for those who will worship you in spirit and in truth. This is the day of revelation, the day of revelation, the day of revelation, revelation of the Son, revelation of the kingdom, revelation of your fatherhood. O Father, O God, how we love you, we adore you, we praise you, we honor you. You are high and you are holy. And we long to be holy too. We long to be clothed with your righteousness. We long to be filled with your holiness. We long to walk in the love that we have known in you. We long to bring you glory, praise and honor in the earth. Help the world to know that those who serve you are not the weaklings of the world that need a crutch, but in reality, they are the mighty men and women of the kingdom who have and is and will give so much for the salvation of those who were willing to turn to Christ. O church, arise in glory. Arise in his light. Arise in his understanding. Arise! Oh, that the fire of God would come upon his church and they would move in the life of the Spirit. Arise. Thank you for the power. Thank you for the authority. Thank you for the faith. Thank you for the love of righteousness that causes us to arise out of ourselves and be in you as we were meant to be. O church, arise. Arise. We call those who are walking with Trump in this administration, arise. Stand for righteousness. Be counted worthy of his favor. Be counted worthy of the favor, the knowledge, the understanding of God. Arise. You are soldiers of light. Be soldiers of love. Be soldiers of glory. Dispensers of glory. We thank you, Father. We thank you for what you're going to do in this hour with the things that have been put upon our plates, Lord. All things work together for good for those who love you and who are called according to your purpose. And we thank you for the good that you're going to bring out of this present situation. The people in America that have never thought about what it means to serve a traitor will look at what's happening with our voting system and realize that they must become more aware of what they're doing and of what our leaders are doing before we lose our country. I saw behind Obama, when he first went into the White House, the spirit of Hitler. And it has so proven true. There is so much happening, even at this very moment, that Obama was behind and is behind still. For he is a puppet of the puppeteers. I pray for him, Lord, that you will deliver him from this darkness, from this love of money, this love of power, that you will purge him, cleanse him, deliver him, and that the plans of the elite will fall to the ground, crumble into a million pieces. Because you're going to invade Earth as you have never done before. Prepare the people. Prepare the nation. For you are God. You know what you have wrought. And you know what you are bringing forth. Help us to follow you. And help the world to follow the light that you sprinkle on their path, Lord, until they know and love truth. We thank you for what you're doing. Help us to stay and pray in faith, knowing that you know how to run this world better than any of us could ever run it. That we might release that to you. Let you be King of America, Lord of America, Lord of all. In your precious name. Amen. Ricky. Honey, can you go off mute?
Yes, I am.
Okay, please pray for the intercessors. Pray over them.
Sure. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for our intercessors, every single one of them, Lord God. Whether this was their first time with us, or whether they've been with us for 20 years, I pray for them, Lord God. I pray that you bless them. Bless them for their sacrifice. Bless them, Lord God, for their faithfulness. Bless them. Bless their families. Bless their businesses. Bless their health. Bless them with strength. Many have poured hours and hours of prayer every week, Lord God. Hours and hours and hours of prayer every week. Have fasted. Some have been fasting 1 or 2 days a week for months for this nation. Bless them, Lord God. Bless them for what they've given to see this nation free. Bless them for what they've given to get behind the man you chose to lead this nation out of bondage. Bless them, Lord God, for the sacrifice of time away from family, time away from things that they would normally be doing. Bless them, Lord God, for what they've given to see your will done in the earth. How it touches your heart, and I'm just overwhelmed and feel undone by it. Bless them, Lord God, for all that they do and all that they pour out. Let the blessings, Lord God, come back upon them. I thank you, Lord. I know for many of them, Lord God, it's those personal things. Seeing unsaved family members, how that would bless them. If they need blessings in their finances, how that is desperately needed right now. They need blessings in their health, how that is deeply needed. Father God, you know where they are. Bless them. Shower down over them with yourself. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. We have the English, we have Korean, we have Chinese. Some of whom have met every single day since July. Bless them, Lord God. Each and every one of them. I thank you for our translators who work so hard, not only in prayer, but Father God, to translate for our calls. Bless them for what they've done. Bless them, each and every one. I thank you, Father. I just thank you for them. I am overwhelmed by what they've done and how much it touches your heart over what they've done. It's a beautiful, overwhelming thing, and I just thank you for that, Lord. I just thank you. The words escape me, and it's so overwhelming. So I just thank you for them, Lord. I see your love for them. I see the intimacy that they have gained in you. I see how you've rewarded them with your presence in profound ways in their prayer time. I see how you're bringing greater revelation through the word and through prayer. I see, Lord God, how you're doing this for them, and I thank you. I thank you for this, Lord. And I also want to bless our team and bless Mom for the sacrifices that they've put forth to stand in the gap for the nation. Bless them all, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I just thank you. In your precious name. Amen. Thank you, Mom.